We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
That's right, another Buffalo touchdown. We'll be playing the lowlights all day. Phone lines are packed. It's Beamish and Finley on a Football Monday presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOSCareers.com. Washington football team went up to Buffalo and got throttled. Got their teeth kicked in. Now, there's some credence to the fact that most expected Washington to lose yesterday. Maybe we shouldn't be so angry. But I think it's a bigger than that because of the way they lost. I think it's bigger than that because of the talent that's supposed to be on this roster. And if we're going to continue to make excuses, then we got to really question the talent that is on this roster. Uh-huh. Phone lines are packed. We're going to keep them moving. My guy Earl has been on hold damn near an hour. Let's talk to Earl. Earl.
Hey.
How you doing,
hey,
buddy?
Hey, good morning. Hey, how you doing, JP? How you doing, B-Mitch? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you feeling?
All right. I just want to start with something. Ronald Jones for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's a good running back. He's been in the doghouse because he missed a blitz pickup on the GOAT. He's been in the doghouse, and he's a good running back. Mm-hmm. They put him in the doghouse. Bruce Arians put him in the doghouse just for missing one blitz pickup. So you got to question Del Rio, man. Del Rio, he's starting to turn out to be like, I hate to say it, Joe Barry. I think Joe Barry part two is here. And Joe Barry might be a little better right now. I don't know. Fuller, he needs to be in the doghouse as well. Either put him at safety or put him on the sideline. Cam Sims needs to play over De'Ami Brown. De'Ami Brown is still learning. He's going to be special. But right now, it's not his time. Because Cam Sims caught 8 balls for you for over 100 yards in a playoff game. And he was big with the Pittsburgh win on the road. John Allen, that contract. And you guys can tell me, you're probably going to tell me I'm wrong, but that John Allen contract for $18 million, and you're getting this for $18 million? Or a guy that plays a 3 technique, and you're getting this for $18 million? No way. He's not worth $18 million. And I was in an uproar when they did that contract. So the entire deal was a problem. Del Rio has major problems. I think maybe Rivera should take over, you know. But I'm going to leave it at that because I know my time is short. You guys have a great day.
All right, brother. Appreciate
you, Earl. Appreciate you, man. I want to get to this call. This is Jack in Capitol Heights because I think I'm with Jack. Jack, what's up, man? You're on with Beamish and Finley.
Okay. What's up, guys, man? Another show. We have to understand that right now we are invested in our defensive line. And if these guys cannot show up, if these guys cannot win, when we already had Montez Sweat, Durham Payne, Jonathan Allen, and we spend the number 2 overall pick on Chase Young, we are making a decision that we are invested in our defensive line. Just the same way if somebody say, oh, well, you know, this team invested in Aaron Rodgers. They invested in Tom Brady. We are invested in our defensive line. If these guys can't perform, we're screwed. We're done. This team is built to win behind our defensive line. The reason we don't have a quarterback right now is because we chose to invest in our defensive line. The reason we don't have a wide receiver on the other side of Terry McLaurin is because we chose to invest in our defensive line. The reason we don't have a linebacker is because we chose to invest in our defensive line. I'm not putting it so much on Jack Del Rio. I'm looking at it as we are watching these guys, this defensive line, underperform right in front of our face. We shouldn't have to blitz every down. We shouldn't have to blitz every third down or every second down. We have the number 2 pick and 3 other first round picks on this defensive line. If these guys can't get to the quarterback, they are underperforming. You should be able to put those guys out there and sometimes more than none beat the people in front of them. And they are not doing it. They are selling us short on the defensive line. It shouldn't be. It's not a coincidence Del Rio took over the ranked 31st team and finished number two last year. No, it looks like they talking about Holcomb and Bostic lost a step. No, it looked like Sweat and Chase lost a step as well. This is bad. They're underperforming. Even though we still got other flaws on the team, but those guys are underperforming, guys. I leave it there. I let you guys speak on that.
Jack,
I mean,
that was a hell of a call, brother. I mean, so here's why I wanted to go to Jack's call. Thank you so much for the call, Jack. Appreciate you, man. We can talk about Ron. We can talk about Del Rio. Perhaps they should be blitzing more. I'm not even going to take that off the table. Perhaps they should be playing more man or trying to create more. All of that's true. But your players, your star players, have to produce at a higher level.
Yeah.
I'm not singling anyone out, right? I don't know that Chase played particularly well yesterday. I don't know that Montez played particularly well yesterday. Deron Payne, we haven't mentioned his name to start the season through three games. Mm-hmm. John Allen's had some sacks. He's had some good plays. But as a group yesterday, they have to be way better.
Yeah.
They have to be way better.
But, you know, Deron, I watched him move Josh Allen off his mark several times yesterday. But as I look at this replay of the game, I'm watching when it seems like they're blitzing. They have a guy come off a slot. It's four people rushing. When it seems like they're blitzing, it's three defensive linemen, a linebacker, and a cornerback. That's five people, right? It's not a blitz.
Half the time they had that five down lineman look.
But that's a blitz. That's not a blitz.
No.
It's not blitzing until you bring more than five. When you get six, seven, and things of that nature. Every time it's three people rushing, four people rushing, five at the most I'm watching. And they just block all five of them every time. I also watch them drop dump-off passes 6-7 yards down the field. The linebacker is dropping 10 more yards from where the running back is. Can we adjust the drops? Because if they teaching this, if I was a quarterback and I'm dropping back and the linebackers are dropping 15 yards, hell, I'm throwing the ball to the dump-off all day. By the time you put your foot in the ground and come back, he's going to get another three or four. I got second and one or so. This is what I'm watching right here. This is what they're putting there. And they do it over and over again. So it's not just the players doing what the hell they want to do. This is the scheme they're being taught. And this right here don't seem conducive to being a damn good defense in my book.
I'm with you. But I watched Chase Young. Cody, you go ahead and point it out because Cody did a hell of a job on Twitter with this yesterday. I was proud of you. I thought you did good with this.
When Chase Young blitzes, he just does
speed
rush. He's
not blitzing. He's just
rushing.
Okay,
he's rushing. All he does is a speed rush every single time, and then they just let him go. They just push him up the field, and he goes behind Allen every single time, and then he just steps up in the pocket.
By the second half of that game, it looked like the Bills' strategy was to let Chase use his speed, run right on past the play, and Josh Allen would step up into that hole that's created.
Mm-hmm. And as a coach, you say, hey, they are trying that up and under. Do something else. But if he keeps going outside, I'm thinking he's been told to keep contained. Go outside.
But he's not keeping contained either because he's going too far north.
But if he's going too far north and he does it over and over again, is he being coached? Is he being told to change it? So it's on Chase. But it's also on the coach to say, that's not working. We got to do something else. That's the way I see it. I'm not going to blame just the players and not say
I'm
something
not
about
either.
These damn coaches.
I'm with you there.
Because if this is the thing, when you're the coach and you're doing what I don't like you to do or don't expect you to do and you keep going on the field, then I can't blame the player anymore. I got to blame the coach. So if he went upfield like that every time and they kept putting him on the field, they're okay with it.
But at what point does Chase Young put his foot in the ground and spin backwards and just sack him? That's on him.
Yeah, but you put your foot in the ground. You think that tackle is not still there? A lot of times he tried to come back, but Josh don't stand right here. He moves up. He delivers football.
I just think he wasn't doing enough to get back to the quarterback. He was out of the play. He was irrelevant. If you watch the 49ers, Nick Bosa, the first drive, he got in the way two different times. Chase Young didn't get in the way once.
I watched Nick Bosa, and Nick Bosa is playing a different game than Chase and Montez is playing.
Totally.
Miles Garrett.
There's lots of examples.
Miles Garrett goes up and up. I said it at the beginning of the season to where Chase is going to have to reinvent himself, add more moves to his game plan. But then I still sit there and I go, okay, he came into the league with some stuff already. If he still got that same stuff, is he getting coached up? So, yes, it's on the player to try to get better, but the coach also got to be able to say, look, dude, that one move ain't going to work. Do something else. Because every tackle in this league, they love young dudes that are fast, that come into this league and want to rush upfield. All they do is this. Steer them right on pass. Because the quarterback is taught to step up. And they're able to step up because, you know what, ain't no more pressure coming up the middle either. Chase hasn't done what he's supposed to do. Montez hasn't done what he's supposed to do. Yeah, Jonathan got a sack in the game, but overall, he's been bad too. Deron's been bad. So overall, they all been bad.
Overall, for sure.
Yeah.
I did want to point this out. Grant texted. Grant's listening, and he said that Payne was really good yesterday. Pro Football Focus credited him with 11 pressures.
I'm saying he moved him off his mark several times.
Sure.
But when he
Nobody moved got him, home, though.
When he moved him, nobody else was there.
Right.
That's the thing. One person rushing is not going to solve it. Any quarterback in the league will sidestep that one guy that's being blocked and pushing me off my pressure. If the other three are being blocked at the line of scrimmage and running up the field, that's the best thing in the world for a quarterback.
I'd almost in the pocket. Now, I know he ran a little bit, so he took some hits. Did Josh Allen get put down once behind the line of scrimmage? I know he wasn't sacked. But I'm trying to think, was there even a hit that landed him on the ground during that game? I know we can look this up. Maybe you can track it down, Cody. But off the top of my head.
I don't think so.
I don't think so off the top of my head. Right?
Nope.
So here's, I think on some level, we need a massive recalibration of expectations. The word elite, that ship has long sailed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even good defensively. They're not even average. I mean, the numbers are what they are. They're 31st in the league in third down percentage. And the only thing that's kind of propping them up is when teams are taking a knee late in the game, because that counts as a third down stop. They cannot get off the field. They give up big plays. In two out of three games, they've been incapable of getting to the passer. They're not stopping the run. Perhaps this is a bad defense.
Well, listen. I will go on record as to say I've never called them elite. I said if they can't stop the run, they'll never, ever be the defense that any of these defenses we talk about. They're not close to being a lot of these defenses. They not only aren't stopping the run right now, they're not even getting pressure on the quarterback, and they're not stopping the pass for sure. We had over 300 yards passing by the first quarterback. Daniel Jones got him right at 300, and then he had another 350-something yesterday. They still are efficient enough to get enough running yards just to keep you honest on defense. But elite has never even much popped in my head. I know I never said it. But that's the thing of it. When we look at one aspect of the defense, as we look at one aspect of when the offense did good last week, we got to start looking at the whole deal. And when I look at things, I look at what will travel, what will be sustained over time. You're going to need the pass rush to help the secondary. And you're damn sure going to need some coverage to help the pass rush sometime. I haven't seen a coverage sack yet. Well, I don't see a lot of help to with the pass rush to make a quarterback throw an ill-advised play. Hell, they're stepping up throwing like they're 7-on-7 now.
there were only 6 hits on Josh Allen yesterday and only 2 tackles for loss the whole game. Wow.
This defense is giving up 432 yards per game. 4-3-2.
Yeah.
If you're chasing, like, if it's Johnny Cakes-Auville and he's chasing a straight, he'd like 4-3-2.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're Ron Rivera, Jack Del Rio, and anybody that owns burgundy and gold in their closet, don't like 4-3-2.
Not at all.
432 yards per
4-3-2
game.
4-3-2 would be only good if it was like a somebody that ran in 40.
Yeah, that's a real good 40 time.
Then the next question I would ask is, how was his shuttle drill?
Right.
See, we talk so much about the 40 times. How about we start asking what the shuttle drill was?
Regardless of that
tells a lot.
432 yards per game for this Washington defense.
Not good by no stretch of the imagination.
Terrible. Charles Barkley's golf swing.
Just terrible.
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 I'm going to squeeze one more in here. My guy Donald is on the Eastern Shore. Love the Eastern Shore. Donnie, talk to me, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Haven't talked to you guys in a long time. How y'all been?
We're good, man.
Well, JP, I got a hug for you. I got a hug for you because I know, you know, you want something positive. I'm going to give you something positive. I done went on my PlayStation, my Xbox, and I beat down the Bills. Okay, so there's your positive right
Thanks,
there.
Thanks, pal.
I beat them down. That was for you, JP.
Appreciate you.
Now, I'm gonna be like Brian. For Brian, you know, this is what our fan base has come to. We have come to we get sold a bag of goods. We always chasing fool's gold, like the song but from Jill Scott. We always chasing waterfalls, like the group TLC says. And we
say don't go chasing waterfalls.
don't go chasing waterfalls. But that's what we do. We do that. And so the thing is that we have to look at this team, the negative, as a positive. It's positive what our eyes are seeing. We're seeing a team that still, you know, quote unquote, still needs a quarterback. Now Taylor Heineke, yeah, he did good, and you know, and some of them got him. You know, he's the next great thing. You know, that remains to be seen. And Brian, I like what you said. Let's pump the brakes on that. I need to see more. And yes, we need to see more. And, you know, with this defense, you know, the whole season before it started, we overhyped them. We were this. They were, we expect them to do this, expect them to do that. And they didn't. And everybody's down. We're ready to get rid of Jack Del Rio. And I'll say this. I want to just throw this in there. We have to be careful. You know, when Ron got hired, he said, you know, during his press conference that, he hired his friend. Jack Del Rio is one of his friends. They, you know, we have to be careful when we do stuff like that, because sometimes when you hire your friends and your friends don't do your job, it kind of affects your friendship. I'm not saying that's the case, but when you hire your friends, this league is not show friends, this show business.
I hear you, Donald. Thank you for the call, buddy.
So yep. That's why
Landfill and I hate each other, because we make perfect music on the radio. Neither of us hired our friends there. Yeah. Does that sound right?
Y'all not friends at all.
You're positive
and negative. Frick and Frank.
It was a good call. The Washington defense is such a tremendous problem that you could say you didn't see him as elite. Nobody saw them this bad.
No.
No way.
No. Not this bad. But then again,
when we return, B, hang on. I've got a positive.
Okay.
I've got a positive that Landfill will like. I've got a positive Cody Betts will like. I've got a positive that I don't think anybody will disagree with.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next on The Fan. Mm-hmm. Taylor Heineke yesterday, 14 of 24 for 212 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He also ran 8 times for 21 yards, including a very impressive 7-yard touchdown run with another pylon dive. if you're making a list of problems from yesterday, Heineke's on the list, but he doesn't crack the medal stand. He doesn't get the gold, silver, or bronze medal.
I don't know about that, JP, because you threw two interceptions that led to touchdowns, and you threw them in your on your side of the field.
Every kickoff also led to touchdowns.
Yeah, but they,
every time they touch the ball.
When you throw interceptions already in your territory, you can't be excused for that.
I'm not excusing him at all. Yeah. I think he's typically a smart player. He played dumb yesterday. He tried to make plays that weren't there. I don't know why he's reluctant to use his legs all of a sudden. On the first interception, he could have ran for a 15-yard gain.
More than that.
Sure, but he for whatever reason, he's not doing it. Heineke played poorly. I just think the defense played so bad that it drops Heineke's poor play below the fold. If we're looking at a newspaper, an old-fashioned actual human newspaper that you hold and fold, Heineke's below the fold because the headlines are Josh Allen goes for 350 and five touchdowns. Washington is historically terrible on third downs. Vaunted pass rush can't get sack. Secondary continues to be exposed with big plays.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my headlines. So I'll go four deep, then Heineke plays dumb in first road game, tries to do too much, makes dumb mistakes. I go four deep, and then Heineke.
Like I said, bro, you said it earlier. He threw two interceptions, and he could have threw three more.
Oh, yeah.
When you have a possibility of throwing five interceptions, that's in the fold.
But I haven't told you my positive yet.
Okay.
I have a positive. Cody, can you write this down? Now, this is from Todd. Yes, Landfill. I have no idea what hand motion you're making. Oh, okay. All right. Landfill, if you want us to hear you, you have to turn the microphone on.
No, he can't say what he said on the microphone.
Before I tell everybody the positive news, I got to tell you that it's B. Mitch and Finley on a Football Monday presented by Chenega Myos. Visit MyosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Myos, M-I-O-S, careers.com. This is from Todd on Twitter. Ready, B?
Mm-hmm.
Todd says, I'm positive we'll have a top five pick in the draft.
Oh, boy.
And I feel like their top five pick in the draft is going to be in a really bad quarterback draft. Although maybe the kid from Ole Miss. I don't know. Who the hell knows? So, B, here, I believe if we're ranking problems, Heineke was the fourth or fifth headline from yesterday.
I disagree, but
okay. Where do you have him then?
When a quarterback throws two interceptions, and yeah, he threw the one of the touchdowns was a damn 1 yard pass, and the running back ran for 70 some yards.
Sure,
okay, so whatever. But he threw two interceptions. Possibility some other ones were dropped and tipped, and didn't play well.
The stat line, imagine his stat line if Antonio Gibson gets tackled and it's just a nice 15-yard game.
Like 100 and some yards.
It'd be like 160 yeah. yards passing.
So, I mean, I'm
he only completed 14 passes.
I'm saying he's on the medal stand.
Okay. So you got him bronze, I'm guessing?
At least.
Okay. But no bronze. Way he's the headline.
He's not the headline. The defense is the headline
yeah.
because the defense showed up. They showed up with their gold track spikes on, and they've been pointing like Usain Bolt. And they finished in 10th place.
What's he saying Friday? Janet Jackson, more like Freddie Jackson. The Washington football team showed up dressed like Michael Johnson for the 100 meter race in Atlanta, wearing the gold spikes, and they ran like Michael Jackson, moonwalking out of the arena.
That is a good one. I like that.
Landfill, where is Taylor Heineke on your list of problems from yesterday?
He's number two. The defense was terrible, and I think that's number one. But Taylor Heineke is the quarterback, quarterback's most important position on the field, and he was really bad. He threw two interceptions, like we've been saying, could have easily been five.
One got called back.
At no point.
He threw a third.
Yeah.
A Bills defender caught a third interception and just got called back.
Yeah.
And, you know, and one of their touchdown drives was on the that weird kickoff thing with Hopkins. I don't give him a ton of credit for that. I mean, the second touchdown, the other touchdown was Antonio Gibson. They really didn't score that many points, and Heineke was just bad the whole game.
Cody, where are you at?
I have him fourth on my podium. I need him off it.
So I guess here's my thing. I am diving deep into the defensive struggles because they are on every level. So I want to point out each level of the defense, and then I get to Taylor. But this is subjective. There's no right or wrong answer.
The linebacker's been horrible already. We already knew they were going to be horrible.
So,
see, the problem is...
That's fair. Maybe he's third.
You remember, JP and Cody are already in the pool, so they got to get out and dry off. That's why they don't have him on. That's why he's not on their podium.
You two are in the cabana, and you're like, wait. We just ran out of ice.
We just... Garcon, some more ice over here. We haven't left the cabana yet. Y'all already dove in the pool. You belly flopped. You can't.
I said I was standing responsibly in the shallow end.
Okay.
Got another positive. You ready?
Yep.
Bobby Silvis on Twitter says, I'm positive we should have gotten Herbert. How about this from Richmond John on Twitter? This is of note. Heinicke also got them back in the game at one point. The defense never gave them a chance at any point. Plus, the defense dropped two easy INTs.
Richmond John, let's stop that. Got him back in the game. Okay, they didn't get back in the game.
It was 21-14.
It was 21-14. Then it went quickly to 24-14, and they never looked at it again.
And then 27-14.
Okay, so listen. I've seen people have games, and they say, oh, man, he just threw a screen pass. The guy ran the way. Well, I'm going to say yesterday he threw a screen pass, and the guy ran the rest of the way. So let's stop making a positive, try to make it into something. No. He wasn't a good quarterback yesterday by no stretch of the imagination. And just like when he's good, I'll say he played well. But I still am not ready to put him where everybody else was ready to put him last week.
I think that's fair. Also, I have terrible news. I don't have a positive. I have a serious negative.
Okay.
Just got a text from Ahmet. He said, no victory, no lunch. So Ahmet will not be sending us the palm for lunch again.
You can get Subway.
What is the drop off from Justin Herbert to Taylor Heinicke? Is that the equivalent of the palm to Subway?
But y'all like Subway, so it may be a little. May have to go farther than that.
I like Heinicke. Let's go to our guy Lewis. Lewis, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. You know, y'all have picked all the good stuff. I don't have too much to say now. One thing I can say real quick, look, I think they have a serious organization problem with the Skins. I mean, with the Washington football team, excuse me. It's every year it's the same thing. We're reading the same book. And when you start reading the same book, it just something's wrong with that. Yeah. So basically what needs to happen is, I don't know. I'll read the same book every year. They lose. We think they buy a new toy. They flop this new toy out there unprepared. And then all of a sudden, they lose it. I don't know. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate you, buddy. I'm going to say two things.
Uh-huh.
If a caller calls in and accidentally says Skins, you don't have to apologize to us, dude. We know what you mean. Like, and they're prolonging. You know what? I would love to wager that we get some name talk this week. Because Lord knows we don't want to talk about the game. It'd be a great week for making the brand. Put a couple names out, then say those aren't the names, and we can have all sorts of name hysteria. Because Lord knows we don't want to talk about this game from yesterday, where Josh Allen had 5 touchdowns and 358 yards passing. Right?
Yeah.
You want to talk name? Go Belters.
No. No. Still, that's not going to be a good one.
My guy Jupe wants to talk about the coaching staff. Jupe, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, this game was a measuring stick. You know the measuring tape where you keep pulling, till you can't pull it out no more? Well, we're still inside the box. That's how bad we was yesterday. So, but in regards to this team, like, I refute Taylor Heinicke. Yes, he had a bad game. I'm going to give him a pass, but I'm not giving him a pass. The next game is where we're going to learn about Taylor Heinicke, that bounce back game, how good he does in the next game.
You know, I was thinking the exact same thing, Juke.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to throw him, you know, because they finally getting film on him. So people starting to figure him out. So how are you going to overcome this, Taylor?
Is this your burner account? Are you and B. Mitch texting on the side, Juke?
Nah. Hey, but look, on the defense, I refuse to believe we don't have any talent. So, like, line us up on paper against Detroit and the Texans. We have a better team. Would you agree? So, with that being said, y'all heard of that show called White Swap?
Yeah.
Whoa. Can we do
hey, it's my anniversary,
swap?
Man.
I just
take
want
it
to
easy.
See something real quick.
Are you trying to get a date with my wife? What the hell's going on here, Juke?
No, no.
First, Cody Betts wants to go drink wine all afternoon at my house, and now Juke's asking for a white swap?
Juke, nah, Cody Betts might be invited swap. Because coat you don't swap. Know when your anniversary is.
All right, fellas, y'all have a good right, one.
Thank you, Juke. Now, appreciate you, man.
If Lauren may call in and invite Cody over because you
take
didn't know
it when, easy.
You didn't know when the damn Cody, the anniversary was.
Cody's busy, all right? The hell's going on here? I'm getting a lot of positives on Twitter. K-Dub says, I'm positive the defense is failing Ron Rivera's in-game quizzes. And Jake Dutton on Twitter says, I'm positive we have to stop saying Ron Rivera and Jack Del Rio can make a good linebacker core just because they were linebackers. So those are some positives, Landfill. Don't say we don't look for the positive in everything. Quick break. We're going to go back to the phones. Maybe there'll be another wife swap proposition. I don't know what the hell is going to happen. It's Football Monday. These are all just grades and numbers accumulated from Pro Football Focus. Deron Payne had 11 quarterback pressures yesterday. If I ask you who had the most quarterback pressures per Pro Football Focus, you can take the numbers or hate them. I don't care. But it's a metric. Tell me who had the most pressures
yesterday
of these four players. Casey Tuhill, Montez Sweat, John Allen, or Tim Settle?
Tim Settle.
Tim Settle had 3 quarterback pressures. He had the most of those 4.
Tuhill didn't even play, did he?
Of Tuhill, Sweat, and Allen, who had the most quarterback pressures?
I'll go with Allen.
I'm positive it's a trick question because they all had the same. Casey Tuhill had 2 quarterback pressures.
He probably played 2 heel plays.
The same as Montez Sweat and John Allen.
That's not good.
Tuhill actually made a heck of a play on a punt.
So they said Deron had 11.
Yes.
And those guys right there had 1 each.
Deron had 11. Chase had 6 quarterback pressures, 4 quarterback hurries, 2 quarterback hits.
The question I asked
Tim Settle had 3. Tuhill had 2.
What is a quarterback pressure? When you make him move or something?
Because
if you made him move and there was no chance in hell you could have tackled him because somebody was blocking you past him anyway, that's considered a pressure?
I don't know. And I don't know what constitutes the difference between hurries and pressures. These things get that's why some folks have a tough time with Pro Football Focus metrics.
Because, I mean, only person know is them. So if they sitting up here sending their master and they're using the things how they use them and they don't explain nothing, they can make people great that aren't.
Big Head D on Twitter says, I'm positive the NFL sack record is safe for another year. There was talk of that. Charles Mann and Dexter Manley's Washington franchise sack record, I think that's safe too.
Mm-hmm.
Big Trav says, I'm positive that the Washington football team is not a Super Bowl team. I think I could have told you that before the season kicked. Let's go to Ken. Let's go to our guy, Ken. What's up, man? You are on with B. Mitch and Finley, Ken.
Hey, guys. What's up? Happy anniversary today, JP.
Thanks,
hey, so,
man.
He doesn't know if it's today or not, though, Ken.
What do you get somebody for the anniversary you don't know if it exists?
A lot of flowers, a lot of diamonds, jewelry.
What he's going to get is a pillow and a damn couch.
I'm thinking a big gulp and some Doritos.
Oh, God. Jesus, JP.
I'm very romantic.
Okay. I can tell, man. Hey, so I thought a lot about your blame pie, and yeah. I've been putting a lot of thought into it. And let's be honest, there's too many pieces to go around to put one on one person. But the first one I want to bring up is not really talked about, but it's personnel and decisions or direction of the team. Are we in a position now, are we rethinking that we put too much stock in first-round picks and D linemen as opposed to spreading it around and getting, like, you know, a shutdown corner or a lockdown safety or, you know, an elite middle linebacker. We got a pile of guys.
Just drafted a middle linebacker in the first round.
Well, I mean, he's a project. He's not a lockdown dude. He's not one of the studs. He's not Micah Parsons. And then, so let's move past personnel. Let's get to coaching. Like, are we also at a point now where are we questioning Ron Rivera's boys club? You know, he's trying to retread what he had in Carolina. We're bringing in Del Rio, bringing in Scott Turner, bringing in all these guys who he was comfortable with, as opposed to looking for new, young, fresh talent. And I get being comfortable in your job is important, but also, like, it wasn't working in Carolina. What makes you think it's going to work here with possibly less talent than he had in Carolina? And, and also, like, if you're going to go to, like, players, yes, players need to develop more. Like I said, Chase Young doesn't really have a lot of moves. Linebacking core is a wreck. Are we also seeing letting Ronald Darby go kind of bite us in the ass? Because he was doing well out there. And now, we didn't really replace
He's
him with anybody.
Hurt
that's really,
Thank you for I the mean, call, true. Ken. I appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, it's tough because, you can blame everybody. No one is blameless. I do think it's worth pointing out, because I've heard this a few different times, Jack Del Rio didn't coach with Ron in Carolina. Obviously, they're comfortable with one another. But we have an important call that I think is going to really upset Landfill. Let's go to Rick on the route, our guy. Rick, what's up, Rick? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
B. Mitch, JP, what's going on, my guys? Long time.
Always good to hear from you, bud.
Cool, man. Hey, so B. Mitch, guess what?
Yo.
No tutu for you. No tutu for you. You ain't got to worry about that.
I'm positive B. Mitch won't be wearing a tutu. Thank you for the call, Rick. That was perfect. For everybody that doesn't remember, the Washington football team, if they won 10 games, B. Mitch said he'd wear a tutu and pom-poms. I don't think it looks too likely. Like, if you could sell off all your shares of B. Mitch and a tutu, I'd recommend selling them. That is a that is a stock that is plummeting.
That is crazy. I totally forgot about that bet. Wow.
Yeah.
Stop paying attention to it now.
I mean, you're good now. I don't know that it was a bet as much as just like remember the guy that called in last week and said Washington's going to score 84 points?
Yeah. It wasn't a bet. It was a bit.
Right, right. And yeah. I told him I'd give him $500 if they did it. I meant it. They weren't going to do it. Maybe the Bills could have gotten the 84, but certainly not Washington. When we return, it's time to divvy up the blame pie. My blame pie, Brian's blame pie, Landfill's blame pie, your blame pie. Plus, anybody that has positives, you call in. We got you. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Next on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.